Once a month, Avalon Police Captain John Hocking takes a ferry over to the mainland.
It's basically a meeting in downtown LA where you talk about the crime in your city.
This meeting he's attending, it's called Crime Management Forum. John brings with him a small white binder, an important binder, with a picture of Catalina Island tucked into the front cover. Below the photo, he's typed, Catalina Island, Crime Management Forum.
I am sitting there with five or six other captains. In the room is my commander, my chief.
The other captains have their binders too. Compton, Carson, Marina Del Rey, to name a few. They go around the conference table, presenting their respective crime reports. But right before the meeting wraps, it's John's turn.
And here's something that my chief said during our last meeting. Okay, we're going to end this meeting on a high note. John, can you tell me about the crime in Avalon?
His pages are displayed on a projection screen. Avalon has had 22 reported incidents since the beginning of the year. The other stations are nearing over 2,000.
The other stations are talking about murders. They're talking about drive-by shootings. They're talking about, all this serious, violent crime. And when it gets to me, I tell them, well, we had a theft where somebody basically ordered an item online and the paperwork.
For a county with the largest sheriff's department in the United States, where every imaginable crime occurs, John's report from Catalina Island does kind of lighten the mood.
It's a little bit, it's kind of comical in a sense, even though there are.
Yes, it is. And they will tell me that.
John sees the humor, but he's also protective of these stats and proud. And what captain wouldn't be? Catalina is safe, even with hundreds of thousands of tourists visiting. Sometimes John goes down to the pier on his lunch break. He's still getting to know the place and the people he's here to serve, even if most of them already know him.
When I drive down the street in my sheriff's jeep and somebody yells out, "Hey John, have a good day," I've never seen that person before in my life. They know my name, they know I'm the new captain, they're wishing me a good day, and that's great.
Back at the station, John's empty office is a reminder of his recent move. He has a few things set up, maybe the things that matter most, like two photographs, one of Steven Tyler and one of Joan Jett, both of which he snapped himself. He's also got a coffee mug of the band Kiss.
Which is city fire, county fire.
A few steps outside his office is Eileen, the island's dispatcher, who sits beneath seven monitors and answers calls. Occasionally.
Avalon Sheriff Station, this is Eileen. How can I help you? I can send him a text message if you want. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
I mean, it could be different every day. So it might seem like that, but you get different calls. I mean, one day you've got somebody that breaks an ankle, and the next day, you've got three missing hikers. It just, you never know.
So since Captain Hocking came from the mainland and he's relatively new, do you feel like stuff is being stirred and shaken?
It shakes things up. It gives us a chance to, learn new things.
No, here.
If we all know the same thing, then we never learn anything new.
Right.
For John, community-oriented policing isn't just a strategy. It's his mission. And it means working closely with community members to solve issues, even if those issues are a missing flower pot, golf cart DUIs, and a stolen lobster pot.
Law enforcement cannot come into a city and police your city properly without the help of the community, the residents that live there. We see that in other cities throughout the United States, and we hear from people that are being interviewed on TV, and they say that there's no partnership with law enforcement and their community. And I want to make sure that we have that in Avalon.
Before John came to the island, he was stationed in Lawndale, a neighborhood in Los Angeles with much higher crime rates, and how he approached crime there will be pretty similar to how he approaches crime here.
I've worked community-oriented policing teams. I believe that was one of the reasons why I was selected to come to Avalon and ultimately promoted to the rank of captain.
This is the jail. First thing you'd be done.
That's Deputy Sheriff Rick Cordero. He worked for the gang unit in Carson before getting a post on Avalon. Rick gave me a tour of the station and walked me through what happens when someone gets booked.
You know, I try to break the ice and tell them, hey, look, I'm still your deputy. And I might see you at the restaurant the next day or at the clothing store or at the grocery store. We're still a community. And I think that's actually made my relationship with the community stronger.
Unlike many of John and Rick's colleagues, John and Rick live in Avalon, along with everyone else.
We're basically under the microscope, a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
How we carry ourselves on duty, our reputation, how we carry ourselves as professionals off duty, how they see us in the community. We all live here while we work here. Everybody knows where we live. It makes a big difference.
At different points in their career, both Captain Hocking and Deputy Rick Cordero transitioned from intense posts on the mainland to more laid-back posts on an island. But what they care about and who they care about doesn't seem to have changed.
Everybody makes mistakes. These are common things that affect everyone, every family. And it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means you made a mistake. But I'm still your deputy.
There is another picture frame on Captain John Hocking's bookshelf. He's about 7 in the photo, and his dad is lifting him up. They're wearing matching police uniforms, and on their faces are identical smiles.
A lot of times people ask me, hey, if you weren't a captain on the sheriff's department, what would you want to be doing? And I can't imagine doing anything else because I love it.
For KISL and the Transom Traveling Workshop, I'm Lucy Kopp.